Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Glenn Cook joins us. He's the executive editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They've just launched a newscast called 7 at 7, and we talk about a whole lot more, all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh. Can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small. Employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are absolutely delighted to welcome back to the program Glenn Cook. He is the executive editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Sam.
Always a pleasure. As we get started here, first of all of our condolences to the family at the Review-Journal on the passing of Sheldon Adelson. There's been a lot of discussion, in fact, discussion prior to his passing, when the story broke in Bloomberg that there was a potential sale of the Las Vegas Sands properties in Las Vegas, the Venetian and Palazzo and the Convention Center. My understanding is that there was a discussion with the newsroom saying that there was no danger at that point of the paper being sold, that the family loved Las Vegas and were going to continue on. Has that been maintained with the passing of Mr. Adelson?
Yeah, I mean, we have no reason to believe at this point that that anything has changed. And it's important to keep in mind that even with the passing of Mr. Adelson, that, you know, he was, the family is their partners in owning the Review-Journal through a controlling Delaware-based LLC. So, you know, the disclosure that appears at the bottom of all of our stories that intersect with the Adelsons' interests, whether they're business or philanthropic or political, you know, they say the Review-Journal is owned by the family of Sheldon Adelson. You know, that hasn't changed. So at this point, we have no reason to believe that anything is going to change regarding their commitment to the RJ and its status quo and moving forward for us.
Well, one of the things that's really remarkable is that you are now the boss of 120 people in your newsroom, journalists, which at this time, you and I had a conversation several years ago where you had great concerns about previous ownership of the paper and that if they had maintained their ownership, that the paper would have essentially been gutted because that was their modus operandi. On the other hand, what has happened is a massive amount of money has been invested into the Review-Journal, and the goal at the time was to be a regional newspaper. It seems like you're well on the way to being that.
Yeah, you know, the pandemic has obviously created all kinds of financial and operational challenges for all industries, almost all industries, especially the dominant ones here in Southern Nevada. But no, we're exceptionally fortunate to have private ownership and the kind of commitment to a local news operation, a strong local news operation, because Las Vegas needs one. You know, Las Vegas really needs a strong local news operation to be able to cover all aspects of this community. You know, there's a lot of good things happening here, and there's a lot of things that really need to get better, whether it's, you know, education or on the social services front. So the fact that we have the staffing level that we have allows us to go after stories and to create, you know, new newsroom initiatives that other operations couldn't. I firmly believe that if we were owned by one of our predecessors and not the Adelson family at this point, you know, we might be lucky to have 50 people in the operation, 60 tops, but instead we're over twice that easily. And I think that our product and our website, you know, reflect that in terms of the depth of content, the investigative and enterprise journalism that we've won a lot of awards for. You know, I really couldn't be prouder of the operation that we've created and the team that we've built.
Well, one of the things that so many newspapers, local newspapers, have lost out is the ability to cover the basics, the county commission, the city councils, the court system. And so you've had a unique advantage to be able to put staffing into those areas, and in some cases, multiple staffing to be able to cover these bases.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously a lot of news organizations are down to, you know, sometimes a single person covering their state house. You know, we still have a two-person team in Carson City. When the Adelson family bought us, they made a commitment to our Washington, D.C. bureau, and we have a White House correspondent and a Capitol Hill correspondent in Washington, D.C. And we've got a full team of local government reporters to keep an eye on all of the cities and the county political scene in general. We have two reporters on the Clark County School District. So yeah, the premium and the bread and butter for us is still, you know, being able to cover all of the government entities and public agencies here in Southern Nevada, and to be able to keep an eye on them.
One of the other areas that obviously for all newspapers, but in particular for the RJ, have been able to develop is the digital place, and you know, what this has done beyond the ability to get the information out to people on their phones, on their PCs, you know, wherever, but it also gives you lots of information about what people are doing with the information you're putting out there. So what's the number one thing that people look for at the Review Journal?
So, and this has been true, you know, as long as we have had analytics to look at our website, but it's breaking news. You know, it's breaking news, especially related to crime and criminal justice, and politics and government. I mean, those are our bread and butter. You know, we have like a lot of news organizations our size. You know, we have a subscription-based website. And news app where, you know, we don't give our content away for free on the web or on our app. And you've got to pay a digital subscription to be able to have unlimited access to those products. And we know that those are the stories that people want to read. And we know that those are the stories that people will pay for, that people are, you know, will pay a subscription for in order to be able to get access to in a timely fashion. You know, other sections that consistently do well for us, you know, is our entertainment columnist, John Katzlamides, is exceptionally popular. Over the last year plus, you our sports coverage has really gained a much wider audience, particularly with Las Vegas becoming an NFL city. And our schools coverage too. So those are the high volume, high traffic content areas that consistently perform well for us and that we as a news organization prioritize.
As almost at this point, a lifelong reader of the RJ, I go back to the 1980s as a purchaser because you couldn't subscribe from Reno back then, but you could buy the Sunday edition. When you put up the paywall, I immediately jumped in because I can't imagine. Somebody told me years ago, I may have told you this story, but somebody told me years ago, if you don't know what's happening in Las Vegas, you don't know what's happening in Nevada. And that started me on the journey of reading the Las Vegas Review Journal, Sundays only at that time. And then as we were able, we got more and more issues either delivered or I became a subscriber to the paper. Did the paywall, did it cause any concerns for you, before it went up, that you would not get the volume of people willing to pay for it? Or was it exceeding your expectations?
We were one of the really last major metro areas to put up a paywall. I mean, we really gave it our best effort for years at essentially, going with the model of free digital content, trying to drive volume and visitation and the corresponding digital advertising revenue that goes with that. And we finally made the decision that that it was obvious that that model was not going to be sustainable for us over the long term. And so when we put up our paywall, we had the industry-wide, all kinds of numbers and experiences of other news organizations to be able to look at and help formulate our own strategy. And so we have been consistently, above or at industry average in terms of generating, new subscriptions monthly. We're closing in on 2.5 years ago that we launched our paywall. And, we're about where we expected to be. We had set some pretty ambitious goals for 2020 that we didn't quite meet as a direct result of the pandemic. We knew that we would take a hit in traffic initially when we put up the paywall, as people who are accustomed to being able to read dozens and dozens of articles for free, every week. Obviously a lot of those people decided to subscribe and some of those people haven't, but we still let people read a few free articles a month on a rolling 30-day basis before your meter resets, so to speak. The result is now, is that our traffic is actually higher now than it was before we put up the paywall 2.5 years later. So, the results are good. Obviously, we don't have any regrets about going that route because we know over the long term that this is going to be the way that everyone gets their information, especially as 5G networks spread across the valley and across the country, and all your mobile carriers build super reliable 5G networks. Everyone is going to be incredibly accustomed to being able to quickly access video and web content from their phones.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Executive Editor Glenn Cook of the Las Vegas Review Journal after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. you can count on it.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Executive Editor Glenn Cook of the Las Vegas Review-Journal after this timeout.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook. He is the Executive Editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Glenn, one of the exciting things that you guys have come up with, and I know you've been working on this for months, is a television broadcast or television-style broadcast that will be on a lot of different platforms that people can access. It's called 7 at 7. Let's play a quick promotional clip from this, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
All right, so that's the promo. Tell us what the thinking was behind essentially competing with every local television station in your market and beyond.
Right. So, so we've always, especially, in the digital era and with our website, we compete. We were already competing with TV stations for a digital audience on both on the web and through, social media following, right? But we made the decision, looking forward and as I mentioned earlier, talking about the eventual expansion and dominance of 5G networks and how people are going to be accustomed to wanting to watch video on their phone. And, we made the decision that it would be a good play for us to give people who still like to get their news from a traditional television broadcast, a studio-based newscast with reporters in the field and video. We decided to enter that with the idea that this would be a good play for us, but putting our own twist on it. And so it's called 7 at 7 because it's on twice each weekday, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. We believe that those are the times that people are most inclined to want a refreshed newscast, right? And then to keep it at 7 minutes and to change the advertising model to sustain this initiative from commercial breaks, which audiences on streaming platforms, generally aren't as fond of, to strictly sponsored segments. So, you have a sponsor who has the opportunity to brand the top story of the day, a sponsor whose brand gets to appear when we do the weather, when we do sports. And that gives advertisers brand exposure to an engaged audience while they're consuming the news, right? And hats off to our entire team at the RJ. We've this was the probably the most collaborative interdepartmental initiative that I've been involved in, led by our executive director of programming, Jim Prather, and our digital vice president, Belinda Engelman, among others. But you know, the challenge is we had already ramped up our video efforts, and we were producing video programming, including through a partnership with Cox Cable, where we were putting programming on their community channel, Channel 14. But the challenge, one of the challenges of this newscast was, you know, creating two rigid daily deadlines, making sure that editors and reporters refocus some of their efforts around making sure that we can produce content in time to end up on these two segments each weekday. But also from the technical side of us being able to push this out simultaneously on eight different platforms. And we had a bit of a bump in our first week. There was a fire just outside our studio building that on our second day after launch ended up pushing us out of our studio for about 36 hours. And we ended up having to do the program from our main newsroom. And then we finally were able to get back into our studio and get things back to normal. But you know, we are out, you know, by 7 a.m. on our app, on our website, on our Facebook page, on our YouTube channel, and on over-the-top streaming platforms like Fire TV and Roku. And you know, we've built this streaming newscast to look really good on your smartphone and to look really good on your big screen if you're watching it through, for example, Fire TV. Search for Las Vegas Review Journal, download the Review Journal app, and when you open that app, 7 at 7 is the first thing that comes up. And it's a great way to consume the news if you're at home. And if you're on the go, you can watch it on your phone. So it's something that we're extremely proud of. Took months and months of work and weeks of dry runs to build the momentum and get accustomed to the workflows. And here we are.
Well, I've got to give a quick shout out to the graphics department because the graphics on it are stunning as well. Let's take one more break and we'll be right back with Glenn Cook after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook. He's the executive editor of the Las Vegas Review Journal. I can't let you go without talking about the success of your podcast called Mobbed Up. which the minute I heard about it, I thought this is going to be phenomenal. The last time I heard numbers, and this is a couple of months ago, it had been downloaded 400,000 times. Do you have any idea where we are right now? I know there's a new season coming up this year.
We're over 500,000 downloads now. And one of the things, the most amazing statistics about that podcast, Sam, is the fact that the audience so enjoys this podcast that in terms of playing through, right, we know how much people are listening to, and some podcasts people might listen to a quarter of it or a half of it. The play rate on some of our episodes is over 100%. So what that tells us is people are listening all the way through to the end, and then they're going back and listening to parts of that podcast again because they were so engaged and interested in it.
Well, we're looking forward to season two coming up in 2021. We're out of time. I'm sorry about that, but I'm always pleased to have you back. Great to have you back on the program, Glenn.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.